With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. The governor is no longer encouraging Iowans to limit the size of gatherings to 10 or less. Iowa Department of Public Health Deputy Director Sarah Reister says Iowans should wear face masks when social distancing is not possible.
We know this is a difficult time, and Iowans need to continue to be responsible in taking care of their own health, as well as protecting the health of our communities. I sincerely appreciate the governor's regular reminders that as Iowans, we need to be accepting of one another's choices and our individual decisions and needs.
The governor is allowing casinos and amusement parks to open on June 1st. Outdoor sporting events may resume with crowds of spectators who are properly socially distanced. Another annual tradition that brings tens of thousands of tourists to North Iowa is falling victim to pandemic concerns. The Clear Lake 4th of July celebration is being canceled. Stacy Dawn, president and CEO of the Clear Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, says one of the major concerns was meeting the state's social distancing requirements.
We are hopeful that at some point we will be able to reintroduce some of the events back, like the fireworks display over the lake. But with the current proclamation, making festivals guarantee, you know, appropriate social distancing measures will be in order, there's just no way to ensure, you know, 100,000 people will.
While Governor Reynolds is relaxing many restrictions, Dawn says there's no way to make sure a huge crowd would fully comply with the 6-foot rule, but they are considering options.
Right now, we're exploring possibilities of an alternate location for the fireworks that would allow people to socially distance while watching the fireworks. So more details on that forthcoming. We're still working out the details.
One of the state's biggest summer events, the Iowa State Fair, is still in question. Last week, Minnesota's 2020 State Fair was canceled. Last night, about 8:20, the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office received a report of a UTV collision in the 4,000 block of 120th Street, southwest of Thornton. 30-year-old Michael Zeman of Thornton was operating a 2020 Polaris Ranger on 120th Street, conducting farming operations. Zeman was driving east on 120th Street when a passenger, 4-year-old Ariana Zeman of Thornton, accidentally opened the rear door and fell onto the roadway while the Ranger was in motion. Ariana Zeman was transported to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries. Michael Zeman was cited for failing to use a child restraint device. The Butler County Sheriff's Office last night arrested 24-year-old Dallas Michael James of Applington on the charges of harassment and for public consumption of alcohol. James was released from custody today. Also, this week, the Butler County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing concerning a construction permit application for a Henry's Finisher Farm for a new swine facility in Ripley Township south of Allison. After receiving public comments and a petition, Supervisor Greg Barnett made a motion to approve the application and sent it to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for their review. However, Supervisor Rusty Eddy did not second the motion, so the application will still be sent to the DNR along with the public comments and the petition. Butler Supervisor Tom Heidenworth was not at the meeting. Another business, a construction permit application that had been filed for the Best Finisher Farm in Washington Township near Applington, was withdrawn. This week, the Wright County Board of Supervisors approved a promissory note between Wright County Economic Development and the Clarion Economic Development Corporation for funds to be used for COVID-19 related issues. In other business, the Wright supervisors learned that the start of work on the professional building in Clarion will begin on June 1st and will be closed for 1 week. The Wright supervisors also appointed Donna Brown to the Conservation Board for another 5-year term ending June 30th, 2025, and appointed Lisa Close to the Emergency Medical Services Board. Today, the Hampton City Council will hold a public hearing to amend the city's current fiscal year budget and will consider use restrictions at public facilities regarding COVID-19. The Hampton City Council meets today beginning at 6 p.m. with public access via the telephone. Tomorrow, the Hampton-Dumont School Board will hold a special meeting and will consider whether or not to participate in high school summer sports for this summer. In other business, the HD Board will be asked to make a final decision on whether or not to hold a prom. The Hampton-Dumont School Board special meeting is tomorrow beginning at 3:15 p.m. and will be available to the public via Zoom. Today's guests on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program are incumbent Corey Eberling and Chris Van Ness, who are the Republican candidates seeking the party nomination for the Franklin County Supervisor District 3 seat in the upcoming primary election on June 2nd. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.